You know, when I hear that sound, I just can't help but just start off the show with, today is a good day. I don't know who else feels a very, there's this kind of sensation really that goes with this sound. I don't know about you, but it's just, maybe I should just say it tickles me. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Constance Mega, and yes, today is the 22nd day in the month of March, and it's a Wednesday. It's midweek. Yeah. Now, for those of you who go to church on Wednesdays, I do hope you plan to be there. The other time we had a conversation where a young man says he wouldn't be going to church anymore because of temptation. And then someone sent a message and was like, forget Sabi. Is it... forget not the gathering of the brethren. Forsake not. Yeah, exactly. The gathering of the brethren. I didn't have time to respond to that. But hey, you can worship online. Please. You must not be there physically. All right? If the kind of work you do or whatever it is keeps you in that position where you can't be in church physically while you are, you know, to be able to touch other people, please worship online. All right? You're not forsaking the gathering of any brethren. You're still meeting with them. Apostle Paul was writing letters. Please. Okay. Before I take you to church, let's talk about tribalism. Okay. I'm sure you're ready for this one. But this is going to be a very short conversation. Aww. But we'll see how we'll go with it, though. All right. So we'll talk about tribalism. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll bring you trending stories. Then at 1:10 till about 1:20, there's a recorded program. So you get ready for that one as well. And then at 2 p.m., we have the news updates, after which we'll have another conversation. Yeah, let's talk about relevant skills. That will be the last conversation for today. All right? You can be a part of the conversation. Join us on social media. Get on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on Instagram. And you can also listen to us from anywhere in the world. All right? Tell your mama, your papa, your siblings, everybody to tune in. All right? Get on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. All right, we're live on Facebook right now. So get on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So let's talk. So I had to look up the word tribalism. And hey, first of all, right, it's... okay, I'll get to that point later on. But let's start this way. Tribalism. It is the state or facts of being organized in a tribe or tribes. You know, most times when you hear the word tribalism in Nigeria, you're thinking someone who is biased, someone who is... even almost an extremist. Yeah, when you hear tribalism, you know, in the Western world, you would hear stuff like racism. But in Nigeria, what we have is tribalism. All right. So tribalism also means tribal consciousness and loyalty, especially exaltation of the tribe above other groups. So tribalism on its own is not necessarily bad. It's a normal thing. All right, human beings, we exist in tribes. People who have the same beliefs, people who have the same maybe DNA, come from the same family, they speak the same language. Yeah, so tribes, groups like that. And then of course, right here in Nigeria, let's talk Nigeria, because tribalism. So I was going to say that this topic came as a result of what we've seen from the 2023 elections. I mean, if you go on social media, you would just, even beyond social media, I hear people, and the way they talk these days, you know, it's worrisome, really. And it just felt like this is a good time to really talk about tribalism, all right? So Nigeria is a very ethnically diverse country. Now we have about 371 ethnic groups. And the largest of them, the Igbo, Hausa and Yoruba. And well, of course, the 2023 elections brought up the whole issue of our diversity as a people. You're not from here, you're from there, you're not our people, you're our people, and all that stuff. So we got a quick break, and when we come back, I have a question for you. So stick around.
We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back now. It's still the sunny side. My name is Constance. All right, so we're talking about tribalism, right? And so I already told you, tribalism on its own is not a bad thing. It is actually a state of being organized in a tribe. All right? So, yes, I have a question for you. So let me just ask that question because we have a very short time to do this. So my question is very simple. Apart from your tribe, I already told you we have 371 tribes in Nigeria. Okay? So apart from your tribe, what other just three tribes in Nigeria do you like? Yeah. So I've gone on social media and I've heard people talk about how they hate a particular tribe, or they hate people from that other tribe, or people from this tribe are always like this and I dislike them for that. All right. So I'm very sure that out of the 371, okay, let's say out of 370, because one is the ethnic group where you come from. All right. So out of 370, just choose three. I want to believe that you have like three different tribes in this country that you like. You like their way of life. You like something about them. Maybe you've experienced people from those three different tribes. Tell me about it. These three tribes that you like. And why do you like them? Why do you like people from these three tribes? All right? So get on Facebook and leave me a comment there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can also tweet at Nigeria Info PH. So that's the first question. And then with all the back and forth, with all the you're not from my place, you're from my place, I don't like your people, I like your people, and all of that that's happening on social media right now, and it's also happening in the country, right? It did not just start today. It's been there all along, right? What do you suggest that we as citizens do to foster peaceful coexistence? What should you do? What should I do? What's your suggestion? Really? That's the other question I'm asking you. So let's hear from you. You can also put a call through 070-0923-0923. We're discussing tribalism. You know, it's funny how, of course, in the context of what we're discussing, though, when you hear tribalism, you already have the names in your mind. I've already mentioned the three biggest ones, Igbo, Hausa, and Yoruba. And, well, of course, we have the other ones. They're the ethnic, and the rest of them, Ibibio, and all of that, right? But looking at the definition of tribalism, which is the state or fact of being organized in a tribe or being organized in a group, right? And when you're looking at a tribe, we're talking about people who have the same belief or all that. You find out that it's even beyond family. It's beyond our immediate surrounding or where we come from. There are tribes in different aspects. And here's what I mean. Sports lovers, you find them saying, I belong to this club, I'm a fan of this club, we belong to this club, this is the way we are. You know, when you hear football lovers talk, we're buying this player, and I'm wondering, you're here in Nigeria, and maybe Chelsea or Arsenal or whichever club, it's not even on this continent. But see the way they feel this is our thing. We're part of this. This is our tribe. So there is something you like about that particular football club that made you say, I belong to this particular football club. All right, so I think I'm taking the calls. Let's see. Hello.
Yeah,
Pastor. Hi, you're welcome. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is John Ambassador from Imodivan, Accra.
All right, so you heard my questions, right?
Yes, your question is imbued from the Bible. Hello?
I'm listening.
Rachel traveled against the two children God gave her.
Okay, yes, you're not answering my question. I don't know why you're taking me to the Bible. So this is my question.
That is the origin of tribalism.
Oh, that's what you're telling me. Okay, but that's not my question. I'm asking you the three other tribes you like in Nigeria and why.
I like Igbo. Igbo is my native.
Okay,
Igbo.
you're still missing it. Apart from your own tribe, which are the three? Three. One, two, three.
I like Yoruba because they dance a moving boat.
They dance a moving boat? What does that mean?
They dance to any moving boat. They dance.
Okay, so which other tribe?
No. You said one. I said Yoruba.
All right, thank you very much. He can't hear me. I said three. One, two, three. Apart from your own tribe, what other three tribes do you like? And why do you like people from there? Why do you like those tribes? Perhaps you've been entertained or you've been welcomed by someone from a particular tribe, and the way they treated you, you feel like these people, they're very hospitable, they're very welcoming. And I love or like this tribe because of that. You know, I like the way they dance. You know, they're very... they wear very colorful attire. That's one thing I've noticed about them. Oh, I like this tribe because of a particular food. I ate that food and it was quite refreshing to have such a meal. And I have always gone for such a meal because of this tribe. You know, it's a food, it's a particular delicacy from this particular tribe. You know, something like that. I want to know, is it the language? Is it their dialect? What is it really? Three, not one. We have 371. You must have met more than... You must have met people from more than three tribes, right? So I'm saying, out of the number that you've met, just give me three. If you don't like people from three different tribes, I would also want to find out why. How come? What's happening in your life? All right, Good Luck is calling from Andoni. Hello, Good Luck.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Good Luck. Go ahead.
So one of the tribes I like is the Yoruba.
Okay.
Why I like them is on the aspect of moral, like I've been with them sometimes. They have respect. They have respect, like the junior ones have respect for the elderly ones. And if anyone tries to misbehave, I think the elderly ones have measures of maybe discipline them, put them right. But I love that about them.
Okay.
But there are certain things I like about their culture as well.
No, I'm not interested in what you don't like. What I'm interested in is what you like. Exactly.
And sometimes they don't have the attitude of cheating too much. Sometimes
what?
Like all of them. Like I both about that this attitude of cheating, like having high tendency of cheating, is not much pronounced among them. It's not much about them like that.
Interesting.
Sometimes they are sincere. Like if they are dealing with you, they don't feel cheating that way. Like compared to some other tribe, which I would not want to mention.
Okay.
That tribe I like is the Jaw tribe.
The Jaw tribe. So what is it about them?
Yeah. Like one of the things I like about them is some part of the Jaw, their marriage. Like their marriage, requirement is minimal, is low. It's affordable.
It's not like, up to 1 million.
No. I like, if I must refer to a certain place, I know of a place that their marriage cost will not cost you up to 50,000.
Oh, wow. In Ijaw?
Yeah.
Wow, I hope the single men are hearing this. All right. So you've mentioned two. I need the third one.
I don't think there's any other one to add up since I can't add my culture, my tribe.
Okay, but what is unique about your tribe? Where are you from?
I'm from Mandon.
Okay.
Mandon tribe. Everybody tends to, like, you need to struggle hard, you know.
Are you sure?
There's this mindset that you don't have to be lazy. As long as you're not done painting, you must have engaged yourself in one or two meaningful things.
All right. So
end up living here.
All right.
I know this very well.
All right.
Like,
thank you.
Being lazy. All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck. Abi Kemen from GRA. Hello. This is why you started with what happened?
Tribal master like you.
What happened?
I've been playing to you.
There are 371. There are just three I'm asking for. Out of 371.
Three.
Yes. Which three do you like?
I like plenty. Okay. I don't need plenty.
Just mention three out of the plenty.
Three. I like TV.
TV. What is it about them that you like?
They are homely people. They are warm.
Oh, okay.
They are warm. They are calm. They are calm people. Not fierce. Very calm people.
All right.
Then I like the Akwa Ibom people.
Which tribe is Akwa Ibom?
Akwa Ibom. Akwa Ibom is the Bidio.
Okay.
Bidio. Some parts of the ship.
Is that Efik under Akwa Ibom as well?
Why?
All right, go on.
Yes, because Akwa Ibom was part of all the cross river together.
Okay, yeah.
So some part of this the switch. So I like them. I like them now, as the name implies now.
As the name implies.
Yes.
Okay, what does the name mean?
E-bomb. No, and the name now, E-bomb, that's I-bomb, bomb. So you should know.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's their women you like. That's a good one. So which other tribe? One more tribe.
One more tribe. TikTok. Okay, wait, let me just go. But my flair for Igbo is not. I love Igbo people.
Are you an Igbo person?
Actually, I'm a job I try. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
I love Igbo people. Yes.
So, what do you like or love about Igbo people?
Igbo people, they have just been a part of my life, my whole life. So, my best friend is Igbo, male and female. They have just been a part of my life. They have been great. They have contributed to my survival.
Okay.
I love the people. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ebikeme.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. So he says he likes a lot of people. People from so many tribes. All right. So I guess that's your top three. So how about you? Apart from your tribe, what other three tribes do you like in Nigeria and why? All right, and when you're done with that, also tell me what is unique about your tribe. Although I'm still looking forward to getting a response to how you and I can foster peaceful coexistence, how we can live together in this country without feeling like getting at each other's throats. All right, how do we live here peacefully? 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. This one says my own past three, or just tell me three. Just tell me three. I know. One, my northern people. My Yoruba people, number two. Number three, my Edo State, where I was born. I love them. My Rivers people are not left out. I'm from Delta State. Frankio from Port Harcourt. But you didn't tell me why you love northern people, Yoruba people, and even Rivers people. All right? So I want to believe you love Edo people because that's where you are born. That's where you were born. All right, so how about the other two? Why do you love people from there? Ubong is calling from Rumukurushi. Hello, Ubong.
Yeah, Constance. Good
Hi.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. So me, I like the Idoma people.
Okay, what's so special about them?
I feel they like themselves.
Oh.
The ones I've really seen, the ones I've been with, they marry themselves. They like marrying themselves and they understand themselves. I tried to also be a friend of one, a girl, but she was telling me that she would also like to marry from their side.
Uh-oh.
So I just like them. Secondly, I love the Igbo people.
Oh, okay.
They say Igbo like money, but the ones I have, they are too caring. My friends, one name, Bamoyuku, Kingsley, Aguli, I love the both of them, two guys, and my friend, a girl, Oguchi Onoha, she's too caring. I love her so much.
Okay.
So they are also caring people. As a matter of fact, I'm from Ibibio, Akwa Ibom.
Oh.
My sister got married to the Igbo people from Abia State, so I just love them. My family love them also.
Okay.
And lastly, I love, you see the Kalabari people, just that. I love them. I'm somebody that likes languages. I like learning languages.
Okay. So is it the language of the Kalabari people that you love about them?
Actually, I love them, but there was something that occurred. That one is personal, so I wouldn't want to, because of that, say that I just thought of my love for them.
Okay, so what is the reason why you love them? That's what I want to know.
Kalabari people, they love food. As a matter of fact, I was in church when there, so whenever I am cooking, you see them coming close to me. I just like that. They love food. I just like them because of food. They come close to me a lot, so I like them.
Okay, thank you for calling, Ubong. Rosie is calling from Ruboku. Hello. Oh, my dear. Please do well to call back. I'm really enjoying this. Okay. So remember, I also would like to find out that unique thing about your tribe. All right? So since we're taking so much time to talk about what we like or love about other tribes, I want to believe that that is one way we can also foster peaceful coexistence, you know? Seeing the good in the next person. Seeing that good thing about the other tribe, the other group. Just looking at them. And finding out what is that good thing about them. And holding on to that good thing about them. All right? So remember to head on to social media and drop your comments right there. All right, on WhatsApp. Let me see. I love the Yorubas because they have respect for the elderly. And they love praising God in their language. I love the Hausas because they don't believe in too much cheating. They hold strong to their belief. I love the Igbos because they are very industrious. I'm from Odua in River State. I love my people. We are very hospitable and peaceful. Thanks. All right. Igbani Joe sent us that one. Thank you very much, Igbani, for your message. My name is Love Day Victor from Port Harcourt. I love Yoruba because of their language and their respect for elders. I love Igbo people because while I was serving there during NYSC, they showered me with lots of love. I also love them because of their entrepreneurial drive. All right. I love Wari people because I stayed there. I got to know most of their slangs, which is unique. I also love their food. Uh-huh. And Love Day Victor is deciding to ask me another question. All right, thank you very much. 0700-923-0923. So we define ourselves in a certain way, right? I mean, tribalism is all a function of identity. This is my group. This is where I come from. This is where I belong. So you could come from one ethnic group. It could be from Ibibio. And then you get married to another group, another tribe. You marry someone from there. You become a part of their lives. You become a part of the Yoruba people. So you see what's happening to you? All right. So perhaps you live in, where now? Maybe in Enugu State. All right? So automatically, you're mingling with the Igbo people. Remember, you're from Ibibio, but you married a Yoruba person and you live in Enugu State. And that's where you find the Igbo people. So one, two, three. And then maybe you love football. And then you go to a viewing center and you now meet people from different other groups. You meet the Ijoman there, you meet the Hausa man there, you meet the Efik person there, the Tiv and the rest of them. And you all love, which club now? Real Madrid. Yeah, I know they might not be, you know, there that much these days. But yes, let me use that one. And before you know it, that's another tribe. So from different tribes, you've all come together to form another tribe. Fans of Real Madrid Football Club. That's another tribe. And so it goes. You join a political party, you support a political party. That's another tribe. You go to a church, a particular denomination. That is another tribe. Who called first? Barry from Rumomasi. Hello, Barry.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yes, my name is Barry, and I'm calling from...
Yes, we already...
Precisely, okay?
Okay, okay.
Yeah. First of all, I love my tribe. The thing why I love my tribe is that we don't love to be into, and we love ourselves.
Okay. Sorry, hold on, Barry. You said you love your tribe because...
Yes, I'm from Ogoni.
I heard that part. Why do you love your Ogoni people?
Why I love my tribe is this. I love to be intimidated, okay? We hate intimidation and we always fight for that. When it comes to intimidation, we don't love to be intimidated.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes,
so,
and secondly, we are so much industrious. We are not lazy people. Then now the tribe I love most. Are you with me?
I'm listening. Three other tribes.
Yes. I love people so much.
What is it about them?
One is because of their language.
Ooh.
Now you can see when they are speaking, they will always mix their language with English. And when I'm listening to them, I'm always enjoying it. And I love to learn the language. And I see that it's even easy to learn.
So, okay.
Yeah.
That's Igbo. Which other tribe?
Hello?
Which other tribe? You've mentioned Igbo. That's
okay,
one.
Now,
two more.
I love Hausa.
Okay. What is this about
Hausa
them?
Hausa is another language I love. I love Hausa tribe because, one, they are so lovely. They are so accommodating.
Okay.
Okay? At least I have few Hausa friends. And the way you can see when they are talking to you, they are so lovely. It's not as if you are not even from the same tribe with them. And even when what they have, they will always want to share with you.
Interesting.
Then the third one is Yoruba.
Okay.
Hello.
So what is it about the Yorubas?
I love Yoruba people. Yoruba, I think, is their language too.
You two like language, Joe.
Okay. I love their songs. When they are singing their songs, all these, they are... Yoruba songs in church. So much love the language in some way.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Barry.
I love you.
All right. Jaja, are you still there?
Yes, Constance, I'm here.
All right, welcome. Jaja, please tell me you're not driving.
No, I think I'm stopping right.
All right, go on.
So, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Okay, fine. I love the Deltas. Love Deltas people because they are so generous. In fact, it's such a way that when I worked with NGC, the first time I entered to their eatery place, I did not even know that the meat they brought to me was you pay as you eat. I mean, I saw a lot of meat, and I ate at the end of it, my bill was almost to $5,000 because of
your eye clear.
Then that is their time. And I also like our five and my maternal home.
Oh, okay.
They are also welcome. They are receptive. So they can give you all they have. I mean, if you don't hurt them, you don't hurt. Finally, I love Igbo's tribe.
Okay.
For one reason. I used to be so generous personal. I used to give out all what I have as well. But when I get to work with CEDC, I find out that Igbo's friend of mine can have 100,000 in their pocket and they're still taxing you of 200 now. So I think I adapt to that and make technology grow as fast as possible. Then finally, I love my tribe, the Popians.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Jaja.
Your program is interesting. Very, very interesting.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. So much noise in the background. But we're good. We still heard him, right? Okay. So you tell me, because I want to know. I want to know what... wait. I can sing this song well. I want to know what are the three tribes do you love? Okay. So yes. Tribalism, that is the conversation right now. So it's something about the human, and it's not just a human thing. Animals are also like that, especially the mammals. Yeah, they like to move in groups. And so many other animals that like to also move in groups. You watch the birds, there are those ones, they're always also moving in groups. So I think it's a nature thing, but mostly it's something you find with human beings. We're tribalistic, really. It's natural. Humans are tribalistic. We always like to roll with people who share a common belief. We like to be with people who understand the way we understand. We like to be with people who look the way we look. Yeah. So tribalism is not a bad thing. But it is when you decide to make it what's that word now? When you try to become, it's not occultic, but let's just use the word evil. You know, when you form a group, when you belong to a group, and then you all, because you have a particular belief, you hold on to it so strongly that any other person who doesn't believe the same thing you believe becomes an enemy. And not just that this person is an enemy, you want to ensure that this person does not exist. Why? Because the person does not believe the same things you believe. You know, it's so much so that even within tribes, within a tribe, you can still find people who, because a certain person somehow does not agree with a certain pattern of things, you know, people in the same tribe, they want to do away with that person. It's like you're trying to soil what we have. You're trying to corrupt what we have. They're not looking at maybe trying to help this person understand why we all believe this way, why we all perceive this way, or perhaps allow the person. But tribalism on its own, it's not a bad thing. So we find it in sports, in politics, it's there, in religion, it's there, even in educational institutions. Yeah, in organizations, we also find that there. All right, apologies. Please keep the calls coming. 070-0923-0923. Good afternoon. My name is Emmanuel. I like Hausa people for their hospitality and sincerity. All right, just Hausa people. Thank you very much for your message, Emmanuel. Who else is here? Bright Kalu from Okrika now says, I love my tribe, Okrika, because they love strangers more than even themselves. So you don't love people from any other tribe out of 370. It's actually 371. So yours makes it the 71. So apart from your tribe, no other tribe. Peter is calling from Rumalogo. Hi, Peter.
Good day.
Good day, Peter. You're welcome.
Thank you. I want to say this. I don't like my tribe.
Okay, moving on to the tribes that you like.
Yes, the ones I like is, number one, Andoni.
Okay, why do you like them?
I like Andoni people. When they are friendly and they don't joke with dangers.
Okay, which other tribe?
They don't joke with dangers. You said?
Which other group or which other people do you like?
I go for Hausa.
All right. What is it about them?
Hausa people are truthful. I didn't say full like, no, Hausa.
I heard you.
So Hausa people are the next set of persons are Akwa Ibom.
Oh, so what is it about Akwa Ibom people?
You said?
What is it about Akwa Ibom people? Why do you like Akwa Ibom people?
One of the things I like about Akwa Ibom people is that anything concerning their food, any stranger can take it.
Oh, anything about concerning their food?
Anything related to their food, no matter how it is, no stranger is just it.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Something about their food. Yeah. All right, thank you for calling, Peter. Peter, where are you from, by the way?
You said?
Where are you from?
I will not tell you.
That's a good one. I like that. Oh my God. The young man started with, I don't like my tribe. And I'm like, okay, please, moving on. Because if you don't like your tribe, some other person might like your tribe. I might even love people from your tribe. Yeah? Okay, so we're talking about tribalism. And I'm asking you to tell me other tribes, just three in Nigeria that you like. And why do you like people from those tribes? All right? So you might not necessarily know the name of the tribe, but you can know the name of maybe the state or a particular local government area. Right? Yeah, just let's hear from you. Okay, I have the news coming up, so I can't take any calls right now. After the calls, there's a recorded program, and after that program, I will come back to finish up this conversation. All right? So do stick around and do well to send me messages. Get on Facebook. Drop a comment there. I will read it. All right? You can also send me a message via WhatsApp. So do that real quick or take your time. You still have time. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Apart from your tribe, what other three tribes in Nigeria do you like? And while you're also sending me that message, please kindly also tell me what you think you and I, as citizens of this country, can do and should do to foster a peaceful coexistence amongst us. It's The Sunny Side. My name is Constance Mega. I'll be back.
Keeping up with political issues and developments around you only on Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back now. 1:28 on the clock. Good afternoon. How is your day going? So the weatherman says that it's mostly cloudy. Is that what it's looking like where you are? Is it mostly cloudy? But hey, whether you are seeing the sunshine or you're seeing cloud, whatever it is you're seeing, don't let the weather deceive you. Remember, you need to drink water. Yeah, I'm sure you should have known by this time that that's why I'm here, to remind you that water is very, very important. So yesterday I talked about the fact that you need to drink more water. And that's because it also helps your skin. Now, there's actually something happening today in the world. It's actually World Water Day. Yeah? So, yeah, that's something that the world is celebrating today, 22nd of March. So, World Water Day. So, remember, with the World Water Day, let it just be a reminder to you that you should drink water. And it's also a call. It's also a reminder to our government to ensure that people have access to clean water. It's amazing. It's also shocking that people live in a country, in a place, in a geographical area where water exists. And then people don't have access to the one they can drink. It is, it's shocking, really. So the government should do what is needful and ensure that people have access to potable water, water that they can easily drink. All right? And then, for people who have helped themselves to dig the borehole by themselves, you know, you hired the people who did the digging, and so you are able to provide water for yourselves. Please ensure also that you go further and get the things that will keep your water clean enough for drinking. It's also amazing that people have water running in their homes, but they cannot drink the same water. Why? Yeah, we already know. It's not treated. So people have to still buy water they will drink, whereas they have water running in their homes. So please and please ensure you go and find out what you should do. Get the people who can make that happen for you and clean up the water so that you don't have to spend extra money buying water just because you need to drink water. All right? So thank you. Okay, so back to the conversation on tribalism. Yes, we were having that conversation before now. And yes, remember I asked you to tell me, out of the 371 ethnic groups in Nigeria, which three tribes do you like? And why do you like those tribes? Why do you love people from those tribes? What is it about them that you love? And also, for a country like Nigeria, means over 300 ethnic groups. Wow. What do you think you and I should do? Maybe more consciously. Perhaps we've been just living, you know, and we've not really paid attention to that aspect. So what do you think we can now do intentionally to foster a peaceful coexistence in our dear country? What is that thing? Or what are those things? Whichever works for you. All right? So do well to share with me, because I would like to hear from you. All right? So you can send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then also, get on Facebook. We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Like our page. And you can also share the conversation with your friends, with your own followers, right? And let them be a part of what we're discussing right now. So tribe mentality. There's actually something called tribal mentality. Or you can say tribe mentality. Remember, I already told you that it's a human nature. It's that thing that makes we as human beings seek out and connect with people who believe the same thing that we believe in. People who share common interests with us. or habits. People who like the same things we like. So just that. And it exists beyond where you come from. Even in the workplace, it exists there. It exists in sports, in the entertainment world. It exists there. It's everywhere. It's in everything we do. That's why even in churches, that's why you have different groups. You have those who say, okay, apart from the youth groups and the women groups and the men groups, even apart from that, you also have those who say, okay, we are the ones who are cleaning this place. So that's another tribe. Out of the men, the women, and the youths, you have people come together again to collapse into another group. What is their interest? Cleaning that place where everybody gathers to worship God. So we're the sanctuary keepers. That's what they're called. So that's a tribe formed. So that when you hear the term tribalism, you're not thinking negative or something negative immediately. You first of all see that it is actually not a bad thing. It is normal. It is natural to just be like that, to seek to connect with people who believe in the same things you believe. All right? But it's how you go about that your belief. It's how you go about that your grouping. It's how you go about treating other people who do not believe the same thing that you believe in. Other people who do not share the same opinions or interests as those of them who are in the same group with you. And that's where we now have a problem. That's where we now have people saying, oh, because you're not from my tribe, we don't want you here. Because you're not from my tribe, you're useless. You don't matter because you're not from my tribe. You can't lead because you're not from my tribe. But the person came from another tribe. So if we all are fighting each other, fighting one another because of something God put in us, which is actually the beauty of life, because of our belief, because of our diversity, then we're going to eliminate everybody. Definitely, and nobody's going to be here. And then the earth will start leading itself. All right, perhaps the animals will be here and, you know, they will take over and take care of themselves. At least they will not be meat for the meat lovers. All right, 070-0923-0923. I'm seeing messages here on WhatsApp. I'm seeing another person is telling me I don't like my tribe. I'm not asking whether you like your tribe or not. Really. I want to know, out of the 371 ethnic groups that we have in Nigeria, mention three other tribes, apart from your tribe, that you like and what you like about them. And I also want to know what you think we can do to foster a peaceful coexistence in Nigeria. It's the Sunny Side. Let's talk. Hello. You're welcome to the show. What's your name? Okay. What is happening now? I don't know why I can't hear anything, but please do well to call me back. Ooh, all right. Please call back if you can. Thank you. Let me see. I love my northern people because their yes is yes. My Yoruba people because they have respect and know how to party. My Rivers people because they are nice and love bole and fish. Frank Hill from Port Harcourt. Okay, Frank Hill, thank you. Hello. 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 Hello, are you there? I'm pretty sure I've not touched any wrong buttons. No, I've not. Everything is still intact. All right, please call me back. Thank you. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. All right, I'm seeing messages on Facebook. Clement says, I love the TIV for their hospitality and the hostess for their truthfulness. But most of all, I love the Aqua Cross. That's Aqua Ibomam Cross River. Is that what you mean? You say it's for their ability. All right. That your message stays on Facebook. I'm not reading it out on air. Thank you. Hello. Oh, wow. Interesting. I hope the weather is not affecting the network. I'm seeing mostly cloudy weather. Don't worry. You can as well send me a message via WhatsApp, okay? But hey, keep trying. You'll definitely get through. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Atochi from Rukwaku. I'm going to read your message. Let's see if you can take a call. Hello.
Hello, I'm Simon from America.
All right, Simon, you're welcome.
I love the Igbo. That's my first choice, is the Igbo. My second choice, the Igbo. And my third choice is Akwa Ibomam, like Anan, to be precise.
Okay, so let's start with the first choice. What did you say the first choice is? Choice, rather.
The Igbo.
The Igbos, why? What is it about them?
Goodness, they have helped my life communicating. You know, I came from North Africa. So right from time over there, you know, they have been nice. If my people have tried the way Igbos tried to me, like I would have gone far farther than this.
Interesting.
So I think the Igbos are the best for me.
Okay.
Then my third choice is the Akwa Ibom, that's Anan Gregory Spice.
Okay. So why those people?
Well, I love the ladies. For some part of course. I wouldn't want to be there. They are clean. Let me not go further.
Please don't go further because this our conversation is about to get X-rated. Well, thank you all the same. Okay, so he says the Igbos and Akwa Ibom. All right. So how about you? Out of the 371 tribes in Nigeria, mention three, just three tribes that you like or that you love. And what do you love about these people? What do you like about them? Is it their food? Is it their language? That's their dialect. Is it their perseverance? Is it the kind of attitude most of them portray? What is that thing about them? Have you had a one-on-one experience with people from there? Or is it basically what you've heard about them that made you just fall in love with them? You know, you could hear something about a people and you'd be like, wow, I would really like to experience these people. I would really like to meet them. If they are like this, I can't wait to meet them. So what is it about these tribes that you like? Just three. And then tell me the unique thing about your own tribe. Hello. Oh, hello. Hello. Oh, darling, please do well to call back. Atochi from Rukwaku says, apart from Ikwere, I think the Christianic Yorubas, Akwa Ibom also, and then Edo State people precisely. What is it about these people, these Christianic Yorubas, the Akwa Ibomites, and what's it? The other people you mentioned. What is it about them? Really? All right, don't just tell me I like them. What do you like about them? Is it the sound of the name of the states that you like about these people? Is it the sound of the name of the tribe that you like about them? What do you like about them? Hello? It's the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Hello,
honey, turn off your radio set. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
My name is Timmy and I'm calling for Rumoda.
All right. So talk to me. Three tribes that you love.
Okay. I love Kalabari River State.
Okay. What is it about them that you love?
I like the way they carry themselves. I've been around them for a while and I just like the way Kalabari people carry themselves.
I didn't hear what you just said, though. Could you say that again?
I said I've been around the Calabar people for a while, and I like the way they carry themselves.
Oh, how do they carry themselves? Like, please explain.
Like, even when there is nothing, special about them, but me, they just carry themselves with this so much. I don't know how to put it, but...
Okay. Is it that they carry themselves with respect and dignity?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So they might not really have money, but when you see the person, you feel like, oh, man, this is not a big man.
There is nothing in the pocket.
Okay, I think I like that. Okay, so which other tribe?
Okay, Yoruba. I love that. Food and the language.
Which Yoruba food do you love? Is it amala?
I love it.
Definitely has to be Ewedu and amala. Yeah, my favorite also. Okay, and the last tribe?
Yes.
The last one.
Okay, the last tribe is Igbo. They are very industrious.
Ooh, okay. Okay, that's nice. So where are you from?
I'm from Ijo.
So what is the unique thing about your people?
Okay, the Ijo, we are very accommodating and selfless. What do you think about Ijo, man?
Okay. All right, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Dominic Igege.
All right, Dominic. So let's hear you now. Three tribes.
I like Ogoni people.
Oh, wow. What is it about them?
I like them because of one of their native soup like that.
What is the name of the soup?
They prepare it with ugu leaf.
You don't know the name of the soup?
No, they will pan the ugu, pan it, prepare it with soup.
Well, finally, I'm not from Ogoni, so I don't know the soup. But you would have told me the name, so I will go and try.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I also like... the Shakiri people in Delta State.
Uh-huh. What is it about them?
Because their women take care of men very well.
Moving on, which other tribe?
I also like my tribe also.
You've not done three now. You do three, then you tell me about your tribe.
Okay. I also like Ijo people too.
Okay. So what do you like about Ijo people?
I like them because of their husbands. You know, they normally like Kai Kai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you like about them?
Yes.
All right. So how about your tribe now?
I also like my tribe because they are friendly.
Okay. Hello. So which tribe do you belong to?
I'm from Osipo local government, Idoma by tribe.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I am enjoying this conversation. Emmanuel Easy on Facebook says, I love Igbo because they are business wise. I love Yorubas because they can sing. I also like Akwa Ibom because they are good in ... Okay. But then he doesn't like his tribe. Why? Please don't tell me why. And don't even tell me the tribe you belong to. If you don't like your tribe, don't tell me why you don't like your tribe. I'm interested in the ones you like and why you like them. And then someone who seemed not to understand... I don't know. Simple English, I suppose. So he says... Good afternoon, Constance. But I don't think this topic is healthy. I think this conversation is trying to promote one tribe against another, and that is tribalism. Loving one tribe against another, it's not healthy, most especially now that many are not happy, as the ratio shows Nigeria is. And he says his name is Michael. Michael, are you sure you're listening? Because if you have been listening, then I don't think you would have... sent me that message. Good afternoon. I love my tribe, Igbo, because of everything about us. What is everything about you? Mention three everythings about you. All right. You also say, secondly, Akwa Ibom, because They welcome and value strangers more. Their food, too. Thirdly, I like the Hausas because of their fertile land and oneness. Then rivers because of their weather. Then Bole and fish. Oluchi from Rumodomaya. All right, Oluchi. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Hello. All right, you're not there. Okay, so let's see this one. Christian, we're not giving trophy to anybody. He's saying I should give his tribe a trophy that they won. Please, who's counting? I wasn't counting, no. Anyway, good afternoon, Mega Woman. I love Benin people because of great magic Fashek, or Krika people because they are bold people, and Hausa because they are great farmers. I'm an Igbo man. We're serious-minded and we take good care of our wives. Engineer Kingsley. You know, I can almost hear the arrogance in that is, I'm an Igbo man. We are serious-minded and we take good care of our wives. Have you met the Ekiti men? Aha. Uh-huh. It's also something they take pride in, that they take good care of their wives. They take good care of their women. That's what I heard most from a lot of people while I was serving there. Ekiti men this, Ekiti men that. Marry an Ekiti man, no. He would take good care of you. I'm like, oh, please, you guys. But it's a good thing to market your place, right? And also market other people's places. If you have gone somewhere and it is good, let another person know. You know, if a road is good, you tell other people, oh, there's road there and that road is okay, that road is good. Yeah, so that they will also try it out. They will also use the same road. Not every day, everything is bad. That one is bad. Things are not working. Come on. We can't be like that every day, right? Okay, so we have to call it a day now. Let me see. Bright AW on Twitter says, well, I'm tribalistic. I like every good person, irrespective of where you come from. I have friends from all over Nigeria and we get along just fine. Tolerance is the key. Definitely. Thank you very much. And then African Nachi. He says, when it comes to women, I like Yoruba women. Very conservative and endowed. Respectful, homely and kind. I love them. Okay. Which other people do you like or love? We have 371 ethnic groups in Nigeria. And out of that number, I'm asking you to just mention three different tribes that you like. And what you like about them. If you've not experienced more than, or people from more than one tribe or two tribes, then I don't think you live in this Nigeria. I think you live inside your room. You don't come outside. That's where you have, in fact, you were born and brought up inside that room. Because I don't think it's possible that you step outside your home and you're not able to meet people from different ethnic groups. I don't think it's possible. I like Igbos because of my lovely wife is from there. I like Hausas because of their farming strengths. I like Cross River people because they like to enjoy life. And for me, I'm from Akwa Ibom. I love my place because we have unique foods. Sam, take cover. Okay, Sam, thank you for your message there. This person says, I love Igbo people because they are hardworking. All right. Thank you very much. And I like the person who says tolerance is actually the key. So if we're looking to foster a peaceful coexistence in this country, tolerance is key. All right. And apart from tolerance, another thing is to really see that we are different does not mean we should be divided. The difference, that is diversity. That is the beauty of life. I don't want everybody to be like me. Life will be boring. I will not like it. I don't want everybody to talk like me. I don't want everybody to like the same things I like. I don't want that. I don't want everybody to believe the same things I believe, the way I believe them. No. We can't all be like that. I don't want everybody to belong to one political party. No. It will not be sweet. In fact, we'll have more quarrels than we are having now. Eh. So life is good the way we are. Diversity. And trust me, darling, there is strength in that. All right? So yeah, spread the message. Let everybody know that there is no need bickering. There's no need fighting each other or one another. All right? So let peace reign. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation.